We continue today with lesson number 35 in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Menachos, and today we begin the 11th Perek, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Beis. Two of the Korbanos, which are classified within the general category of Korbanos Mincha, although they are very different from the other Korbanos Mincha which we have been studying, are the Shtei HaLechem, the two breads which were brought on Shavuos with the Kivsei Atzeres, with the sheep which were brought as Shalmei Tzibur on Shavuos, and the Lechem HaPonim, the 12 breads which were placed upon the table, the Shulchan, inside the Heichal, every Shabbos, and the old ones removed from there every Shabbos. So our Mishnah and the next discuss different aspects of the preparation of these korbanos. First of all, Shtei HaLechem, which were brought on Shavuos. And as we learned, it is bringing the Shtei HaLechem, which renders the Chodosh, the new Tavua, Mutar, to be brought in the Beis HaMikdosh. So these two breads, Niloshos Achas Achas, they are kneaded, K-N-E-A-D-E-D, separately, singly. You take an Isaron, one Isaron's worth of wheat flour, and knead it to make each separate challah. V'ne'efos Achas Achas, and they are baked separately. You bake one, when it's finished, you take it out of the oven and bake the other. Lechem haponim, on the other hand, the 12 breads, which are arranged upon the shulchan every Shabbos, nilosh echod echod, they are kneaded one at a time, but here, by the way, they are much larger, they're twice the size of the shtei lechem. Each bread is two esronim, and they are kneaded separately. The ne'efesh shnayim shnayim, they are baked two at a time. You put two chalos into the oven. Once they're baked, you remove them and put two additional ones in until you complete the set of 12. Uvitfus, they are put into a form, a metal form, so that they take a certain shape. Uvitfus, tfus. The Mishnah spells it with a tes, often it's spelled with a dalet. It means a form, a metal form, in which the dough is inserted to give the dough a certain shape. Hoya ose oson. The chalos were made in this defus. So, once the dough was kneaded, it was placed into this metal defus and put into the oven, and in the oven, there was another defus into which it was placed. And then it was removed from the oven. Ukishu rodon, when it was removed from the oven, nosnon bitfus, it was put into yet a third form. Why was it put after it was baked into this third form? Kedei shelo yiskalkalu, so that it shouldn't become spoiled or ruined or misshapen, etc. The form is described in the Gemara as having been shaped as kemin teva perutza, like an open box. So if you imagine a box with walls around it, no lid, just an open box with walls left, right, front, and back, and you remove the front and back walls, so all you have is the floor of the box and the left and the right walls, it's kind of like a U-shaped defus, that was the defus into which the dough was placed, and after the baking, into which the baked lechem was placed. The Mishnah continues, Mishnah Beis, Echod Shtei HaLechem V'Echod Lechem HaPonim, both the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos and the Lechem HaPonim every Shabbos, Lishoson V'Arichoson, the kneading and the rolling of the dough, meaning the mixing of the flour with the water, that's lisha, and the rolling of the dough, that's aricha, were done b'chutz, outside of the temple courtyard. V'afiyoson bifnim, but the baking was done in a specially designated place inside of the Azoro. V'einon dochos es ha-shabos. The baking of the lechem aponim and the baking of the lechem of the shtei ha-lechem could not be done on Shabbos. It had to be done before Shabbos. So this is the opinion of the Tanakhama, that the lisha and aricha were done b'chutz, whereas the afiyah, the baking, was done bifnim. Rabbi Yehuda omer kol ma'aseihem bifnim. Even the lisha and the aricha had to be done bifnim. Rabbi Shimon omer la'olam hevei rogel omer. Always train yourself to say shtei halechem v'lechem haponim kisheros bo'azoro. You could do the entire procedure inside the Azoro, ukisheros beves pagi, and they could also be done in a place called Beis Pagi, which was outside of the walls of the Har Habayis. Rabbi Shimon obviously feels that the entire procedure of the Shtei HaLechem, including the baking, could be done chutz la'azoro. The halacha is, like the Tanakhama, that whereas the lisha and aricha can be done b'chutz, the afiyah must be done bifnim. So we have finished the first two mishnayos of Perek 11, and in the process have completed lesson number 35.